The chair of the New York City Council's Oversight and Investigations Committee says he'll be looking into how the city is selecting private companies to manage public housing developments. His remarks come in the wake of a WNYC investigation into Wavecrest Management, a company that's won two contracts and has a history of troubling complaints. WNYC's Anjali Kamat reports.
I refuse to accept that Wavecrest is the best that we can get. We have to rethink how we select property managers.
That's Councilman Richie Torres from the Bronx. He says public housing is too important to be left in the hands of firms with a questionable record.
If you have a property manager who has a record of mismanagement or a pattern of frivolous evictions or a pattern of harassment or a high proportion of violations to units, you know, all of those red flags should be disqualifying.
Torres is a supporter of Rental Assistance Demonstration, or RAD, a federal program that allows public housing authorities to bring in private companies to repair and run the buildings.
I support RAD as the only means of accessing new federal funding for renovating the crumbling infrastructure in NYCHA, right? But the city cannot allow RAD to be discredited by poor implementation.
Councilwoman Alika Samuel, who chairs the Committee on Public Housing, is also concerned. She says the city should give smaller, community-based property managers a chance.
Do they have to be managed by these large, huge companies in Wavecrest of the world? It's the same players over and over and over.
Samuel says this isn't the first time she's heard complaints about Wavecrest.
I have developments in my own district here in Brooklyn where tenants are not pleased at all, and Wavecrest have been managing them for about a decade now.
Wavecrest says it's constantly striving to improve interactions with its tenants. Both council members want the city's selection process to be more stringent. Torres also wants tenant activists to be part of the process. The city says they pick good partners and hold them to high standards. The de Blasio administration plans to bring in private companies to manage a third of its public housing. Anjali Kamath, WNYC News.